Coming up, Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And it must be TGIF on KFOX, Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris. I see a whole board of phone calls already queued up, and that's too bad. I'm a little sad about that, because I haven't even given the numbers out yet. Today's topic, first time on KFOX in the history of the Astrology Hour, from what I can remember, we are doing a topic on crystals. Crystals, metaphysics, and astrology. I'm charged today because I'm sitting here in front of a quartz crystal cluster that I took a ship down to Brazil last year to get. I went into a wizard's shop in Brazil and picked up this cluster, which I feel has literally changed my life and improved my life tremendously. These crystals are like entities. They have spirit, and they definitely are like creatures. I kind of refer to them as aliens, even though actually, they are really more residents of Earth than we probably are, because they last for, who knows, maybe millions of years. But today is a very powerful topic, and people have been asking me to do a topic on crystals. Besides, a friend of mine, Steve, is thinking about casting me in a movie about a media astrologer who finds an alien crystal from outer space. And Steve was supposed to be here today, but he must have got caught in traffic or whatever. But anyway, without further ado, we're going to jump into this topic. Yeah, the reason why I was going to give the numbers out now was I was interested to hear from people who have crystals and hear some reports of what they've done to change their lives. So if you are on the phones here and you're holding to talk to me as part of today's topic, if you do own crystals and you have noticed an effect as far as how they changed your life or affected your life, then I want to know about it. I'm sure the people listening also want to know about it too. I like to fall asleep with one in my palm or one next to my head. Let's get into these points right off the bat to see what this crystalline business is all about. Number one, the third dimension is the material world. And this dimension is made up of light particles that we call neutrons and electrons and photons and molecules that make up an energy force that we call the material world, that we sense to be solid or material. Even though none of it is solid, everything that you do sense, no matter how cold or hot that it is in constant rapid motion. Now, point number two is that in this dimension, as far as physical laws are concerned, matter really cannot ever be destroyed. It can be divided, it can be split, it can change shape, it never stops moving, it alters, it metamorphosizes, but you cannot destroy these electrons or neutrons or photons, and that's why I identify these light particles really as the God force in action, if you want to know what that is. Number three, molecules are like mini solar systems. A lot of people identify the charge of this solar system, the Earth system, similar to the charge, believe it or not, of a chlorine molecule. And molecules basically are like little systems of little energy balls that orbit around a nucleus at multiple times the speed of light. Now, number four, everything in this dimension has a vibration because of these molecular structures. And everything has a different vibration, a unique vibration. When we talk about number five here, planets, stars, asteroids, and other celestial bodies like comets and meteors and such are like huge vibrational systems that feature many elements made up of crystalline structures that vibrate. I hope that's clear to you. Number six, certain mineral structures seem to have a more significant or a stronger vibration than other mineral structures, like mineral structures that make up life forms, organic life forms, like fruit and vegetables and insects and animals and people. And when we get beyond the organic life forms into the inorganic life forms, and we try to zero in on which one of these elements have significant structure, then we're starting to talk about crystals like diamonds, rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and quartz crystals, which I happen to be. So I really feel maybe I should bring a crystal in the control room with me every day. This little puppy is staring at me. I feel like I'm getting blasted here by this guy right under the microphone. Actually, I think it's a female. But anyway, number seven, quartz crystals, for example, and we have proven this to be true, are used in many electrical and timing devices. And I'm holding a watch here, and you notice if you look at your watch, then you'll probably see right in the middle the word quartz. I'd say about 90% of all watches in the world today, I estimate, I don't know how many it would be, are constructed with quartz crystals for accuracy of timing, because there's like a beat, there's a pulse, there's a rhythm that keeps up with correct time. So we do use, when we talk about inorganic matter, we use these crystals, these quartz crystals, for example, in electrical and timing devices like watches due to the unique vibration given off within their structure. Number 8, other mineral crystals give off different vibrations that seem to affect people in different ways. That's why people use different crystal substances and different mineral substances like rose quartz, which I use to relax. I have this huge ball of rose. It's like a shot put. You know, people see that and I go, if people are upset or giving me a hard time or they're freaking out, I'll say, here, would you hold this for a second? And right away they turn instant puppy, I call it. You know, those rose quartz, they, for some reason, they're so sweet and they just mellow people out. It mellows me out too. When you have a Scorpio moon, you need to calm down once in a while. And a lot of people like to use amethyst and diamonds and rubies and emeralds and different types of crystals for different uses. So you can actually pick up books on crystals and minerals and find out what the different uses is. But frankly, people, okay, number 9, people are also like crystals. Our bodies are being made up of tiny crystalline structures like sodium, and we eat a lot of salt anyway. We need salt to live, right? And like carbon, and there's iron, and there's gold, and there's a lot of metals inside of us too, which are what I call dense crystalline structures, and so on. So each individual has their own particular crystal vibration, especially in our brains. And that is why people are affected by different crystals in different ways. And also, number 10, here's where we talk about the astrological charge, because your biological body that is formed in the womb, that is a result of the genetic combination of the mother and the father that creates certain crystalline structures in your brain and in your body, in your genes, in your vital organs, are literally charged and affected by the mass crystal structures that exist in the universe. Hey, now we start talking about a tiny crystal here, like what I'm holding in front of me here, this crystal cluster, and then we start for a moment probing or thinking or trying to analyze the intense power behind the entire crystalline structure inside, for example, the planet Mars. I mean, give me a break. We're talking about trillions and quadrillions of tons of crystalline power that's inside a planet like Mars or even Pluto or even the moon. See, these are material objects that are in our solar system, and I believe that there is a tremendous power that is involved in planetary structures that affects our crystalline structure at birth and charges our body. See how it works? The vibration from the universe, like, is injected into us at that first breath, and that is why the natal chart, the birth chart, that tells us where the planets are, is important, because it seems for some reason, and a lot of astrologers understand that this does work, and if you've ever turned 30 or if you're turning 40, you know, people call me up and say, Farley, we prove astrology with the Saturn return in the midlife crisis transit, and I go, you better believe it. Only a dummy would say they didn't go through hell turning 30 or 40, that's for sure. And in astrology, that's definitely in the stars. But what we do know is that when the planets move through space and when they enter different sectors of space, like, for example, Venus just changed signs. I don't know if you noted a difference this morning. Just to give you an idea of exactly when this vibrational shift occurred, Venus changed signs from Aquarius into Pisces, which has a very different vibration, happened at 8:04 in the morning. And I woke up at 8:04 in the morning just to look around for a second and go, did something happen? And then I went back to bed. I didn't realize that something did actually happen. And that's because Venus, the planet Venus, which is a huge mineral, material, molecular, crystalline structure, changed segments in space. Because Aquarius is a segment in space that is identified by one massive multi-parsec stellar constellation. And then Pisces is a whole different trip, a whole different vibration. So isn't it funny? It's like taking a crystal and moving it over the chakras of a body, for example, and you're going to get a different effect over every chakra. And that's what happens when the planets change signs. There's a different vibration that occurs, and that vibration has a significant effect on all the people on this planet because we are organic, crystalline creatures. Isn't that far out? That really is powerful. So the astrological charge inhaled by a baby at birth has much to do with the universal vibration from the solar system and the universe at the moment of birth. I call it the universal crystalline vibrational effect. That's what the natal chart is. So if you're wondering why the birth chart is so important, it's a picture of your crystalline charge at birth. Now, number 11, some crystalline structures I have found to have dramatic changes and effects in my life, like I said, are the rose quartz, which I use for relaxation, meditation, and by the way, if you're into lovemaking, having your spouse or your mate hold a rose quartz in her or their hand may help them relax and not worry so much about trivial things and kind of get into the mellow flow of making love. Of course, this is something that I may have tested once or twice. But I also like amethyst is wonderful for meditation and chakra opening. And diamonds are like mystical. They are just really powerful. It's hard to find a really big diamond unless you're a billionaire, right? But I carry a little one around in my pocket with me all the time that was a gift from a friend. And then my favorite, okay, now there's also emeralds and rubies and sapphires and tourmalines and hundreds of different types of crystals that you could find. But I find above and beyond all the crystals I have seen, the one I love the most is the Brazilian quartz crystal. The crystal structures, the double enders, and the one I'm holding in my hand right now, which I call my little puppy. Now, people will say, why are quartz crystals the most powerful and Farley Malaris's favorite crystal? Well, that's easy. Because when I first got into crystals, I thought it was a bunch of hooey. And then I went ahead and took a crystal and started sleeping with it. Now, there's nothing sexual here, of course. It was very spiritual, in fact. You put this puppy within about a foot or two of your head, and I've set up a ledge right over my bed, so all my crystals, my 40 to 50 pounds of crystals, are within about 1 to 3 feet of my head. So my head is like in a crystal generator every night because I'm really addicted to this stuff. And let me tell you, you haven't had a dream yet until you sleep with a quartz crystal. Because when I first started experimenting with crystals, I recall having 15 to 20 individual dreams, all in detail, all very long, and I'd get up in the morning and write them all down. And talk about processing stress and processing energy at high levels, quartz crystals are definitely a transmitter, a clear channel transmitter, that helps your conscious mind get through to your intuitive mind and your higher self. And considering all the astrological knowledge that I have discovered lies in the intuitive mind, because your soul needs this information to incarnate in this dimension, once you get into crystals, sleep with them, and meditate with them, you're going to open yourself up, you're going to get more in control of your chakras, and you're going to plug into your intuitive mind where that astrology stuff lies, and then you're going to become a lot more smarter and aware. Pretty hot topic, huh? This is really a far-out topic. People have been going, Farley, do a topic on crystals. Now, before we go to the phones, let me just wrap up this topic here. Why do quartz crystals, why do I think they're the most powerful and my favorite crystal is number 12? A, an enhanced dream state, guaranteed. Unless you're a total drunk or a drug addict, I have found 99% of the people that use crystals find their dream state is enhanced at least 5 to 10 times. So very powerful there. Number B, I almost can guarantee enhanced psychic ability and intuition. C, contact with the intuitive mind, the astrological and metaphysical knowledge that lies there, plus easier contact with your guides, recognition of your chakras, and aura manifestation. Okay, so you can get into more aura control with quartz crystals. D, healing for headaches and whatever. Let's face it, it's a combination of the power of your mind and the entity in the crystal that will help correct your life or whatever imbalance may be there. I have a headache crystal, and that's what it's used for. I put that puppy on my third eye when I come home if I have a headache, and I lay down and relax, and it just goes berserk better than an aspirin. So it's really powerful. And frankly, if I was a person or if I knew a person that had a terminal illness, I'd probably spend about $2,000-$3,000 on huge crystals and make a bed of crystals. You know, not to sleep on them, but to surround my body with that energy. After I charge them, you probably want to charge your crystals in the sun, or a lot of people like to wash them in ocean water or let them soak in salt water to charge them up and then let the sun hit them through the window and then make a huge bed of crystals. And you won't believe some of the healing effects that I have heard from people using crystals. And you better believe the more crystals you use and the bigger ones you use, you are going to get a different effect. They will change your life, in fact. So I want you to adhere to and assume the responsibility for having crystals as they do change your life, because they will. E, they're wonderful for good luck as far as I'm concerned, my opinion. F, identifiable entity within the crystal becomes like unto a friend. You can name your crystals, like this one's called Puppy, and for a good reason, because this puppy is really powerful. G, gradual life improvement and spiritual evolution, I guarantee for myself at least. H, magical and mystical qualities. I, mystical meditation qualities. J, that might add to visions and miracles, which I have personally had with my crystals. K, increased happiness. L, better health, at least for myself, and a much less of a self-destructive lifestyle. M, the logic of the universe and astrology revealed, metaphysically speaking. 13, quartz may actually be a cosmic connection or a transmitter between the material world and the spiritual plane of consciousness. So if you're looking for a way to contact God, then this is my opinion how to do it. Maybe when Moses went up to the burning bush, he had a double ender with him, or a cluster, who knows. Number 14, the proof of astrology also lies in the vibration factors of all crystalline structures in the stars, planets, solar systems, the moon, other celestial bodies, in relation to the crystalline structures inside of people. So when we get down to trying to mate astrology and crystals, they make a fine relationship, for sure, and definitely help you get into what this is all about. Okay, so that's my topic on crystals. As part of today's topic, if you have a crystal or any kind of mineral or crystal, and you have found it to reveal some kind of effect, please share that with us before you ask me your one question. And I'm Farley Malaris. Have a wonderful weekend, and have a great crystal time, too. And we'll see you real soon. How about Monday and weekdays on KFOX 93.5 FM at 12 noon?